Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Thank Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Brain dead, eye drops, pain meds, cyclops, day bed, iPod, Maybach, my box, train wrecks, sidewalks, pay less, high tops, K-Fed, IHOP, Playtex, Icebox.
That's how much we have in common, yeah. That's how much we have in common. Whoa. Up on this mic when we're on it, yeah. That's how much we have in common. That's how much we have in common. Whoa. That's how much we have in common.
We are not alike. There's not alike us on the mic.
You can't hear it on me, bitch.
I don't do Jordans and Audemars. I do
this shot looks like we're in couples therapy because I finally hit it. Flying to a party, I'm not
invited to, feeling like the streets need. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast Monday Show. What up, niggas? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, coming at you hard. I really like this song. I really like Eminem.
Yeah. How don't you? How couldn't you like this album? This album was fantastic.
Incredible. Yeah. Incredible.
Secret came out of nowhere in response to people hating on his soft ass for that dog shit album he released before it.
But so hard. Everything's so good on it. Every song. You know that voice. You know that voice. It's the notorious FAG. Yeah. Mike Cannon, he's here.
In the house. Typically choking on a dick, but here. With an open mouth, open heart, open mind. Let's do it.
It's like you almost rapped that. So I didn't introduce Zach first. I'm sorry, Zach. International superstar Zach D'Amico's here.
Hey, buddy.
What's up, baby boy?
How you doing, man?
You're doing great. Feeling great. It's a new week. It's a crazy week we got happening this week, baby. Crazy show plan today. Chloe McGovern's here. What the fuck?
What's up?
Are you kidding?
Hello.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
On the live stream before, I was like, the hot and what did I say?
You said the hot and petite Chloe McGovern.
Well, thanks. Yeah.
Cool.
Is that offensive?
How is she as a comedian? She's small.
She's hot and petite. Come on, doggy. That's a fucking compliment. What?
Great.
People want me to be me, okay?
Yeah.
They don't want me to fucking come
So you don't
in.
Think that's you feeding into the preconception?
I call you a fag as I introduce you. So it's not like, you know, what am I supposed to do here? That's the problem, is they want me to treat women with kids gloves, and I will not do it.
Well, and not to mention, you opened the show with the N-bomb, so it's tough to build from that.
It's not an N-bomb, it was nigga, I'm brown. I was connecting with the hip-hop
And now green.
Yes, I do. I do have a black eye. I'm back to sparring, guys, and I got to wear headgear. I can't do it with that.
Sparring, what he calls it when he eats at Sbarro's.
Just wear a helmet all the time.
Yeah,
walking down the street. Yeah, it'd be a good look.
But if I were to not say to Chloe, you know, and be disrespectful to her.
Yeah, yeah.
I would be treating her differently than I'm treating the guys that I have on the show. I'm disrespectful to everyone that comes on the show.
That's fair.
I have no problem with petite.
Thank
on
you.
The record.
Petite
yeah.
and hot. It's also a compliment. I'm just sort of like, you know, I'm leaning into the, you know, disrespecting women, not calling them funny, whatever.
Yeah.
She knows they think she's funny. She wouldn't be here if she wasn't funny.
But as the resident cuck, it's my job to get offended on her
I
behalf.
Know you really are fucking being a real...
Put up your name.
A real... Thank you, Shannon. You use that liberally today.
I'm sorry, but I don't have a hook, so as soon as your listeners gave me the fag thing, I am leaning into
know,
it, buddy.
Good.
I need something.
We're backing into it.
Yeah.
Hungrily.
Yeah, spread cheek backing into it.
Look, today's show is going to be fucking fire. Okay, Shannon, I just sent you another drop as well because we will be doing rape dicks later on in the show. We're examining some rape that has happened, and we're going to get to the bottom of it. But let's get some plugs. Let's get some plugs going, baby boys. Zach D'Amico, what do you have to plug?
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach D'Amico's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight. Comics sitting down, bullshitting while we watch a horror movie.
Chloe McGovern.
Next week in Vermont, I am headlining Monday night at something pancake, check out my social media. you know, Vermont show is like... Yeah.
It's sort of falling apart more and more. She's like, I'm headlining Monday night. pancake something. Check my Twitter.
Listen, if you want a last minute podcast...
Free syrup at the door.
They're going to be a Monday night headliner. And then Tuesday night at Burlington Comedy Club.
Coat Factory. Nice.
Yeah, Burlington Coat Factory.
They're more than just great coats.
Third dressing room on the left.
Mike Cannon, what's going on, my brother? Where are you going to be?
This week, April 17th through the 20th, I'm going to be headlining Uncle Vinny's in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. You just were there recently,
I'm going to be there again soon. I'll be there in May.
Hell yeah, and a bunch of people, a bunch of listeners are down there. So come out the 26th and 27th of April. I'm going to be at McGuire's in Bohemia, Long Island. Come out to that, and then rest of my dates are at MikeCannonComedy.com. Listen to Irish Goodbye Podcast, also on Gas Digital Network, and check out some of my stand-up on Instagram, at I Am Mike Cannon, hashtag Mike Cannon stand-up.
Fuck yeah, baby boy.
Yeah, dude,
go
I'm
do
getting
that.
My shit together.
Go do that. You're crushing it, man. I love it. We are very happy to have you on the show and see you doing great things. My sister works at Levity Live. She told me that you fucking draw way more than me. It really made me angry.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet. And they dropped checks on me 5 minutes into the show.
Oh, did
dope.
They?
Yeah,
well, they
cool.
understand where you are.
Yeah, it was still a headlining check spot.
Yeah.
They didn't stop till 40 minutes in either. No show after.
So, look, I got some stuff coming up. This Friday night, me and Zach Amico will be in Philadelphia, Philly Comedy Club. 2 shows, 7 p.m., 9 p.m. Are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me, City of Brotherly Love? We're coming to put our cocks inside of your pussies and assholes deep.
45
hard.
Minutes ago, we were going, are you kidding me? There's a 7 p.m. show? Fuck.
I didn't know that until they tweeted it either, but you know what? We're excited to do 2 shows.
Hell yeah.
We ain't fucking around. This Friday night, one night only, Philadelphia, then the next day.
And it's a brand new hour from the special, right?
You son of a bitch. Look, I'm doing a good 15, 20 minutes of crowd work right up top. And
it'll
know,
seem fresh.
It'll look. Some of this shit's good. Harrington saw my first headlining set since I released a special.
You fucking killed it.
I killed it, baby.
That was a great show.
Crowd work for days. Crowd work for days.
You made a lot of people uncomfortable.
That's
awesome.
The name of the tour, Crowd Work for Days.
That's great.
Yeah, then I got May 1st. I'll be back out. I'm filling in for Rich Voss at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club, which is going to be fucking dope.
Nice.
Yeah, check out the special. Louis J. Gomez Presents Louis J. Gomez. Available everywhere. Go to Louis J. Gomez Presents Louis J. Gomez.com. Grab it. Such amazing things that you guys have been saying. The feedback has been fucking unbelievable. So thank you so much for doing that. If you haven't reviewed it, make sure you guys go review it. And subscribe to the other podcasts. Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me podcast as well with Michael Bisping. All here on the Gas Digital Network. Use the promo code RAP. Get over 5,000 hours of access to, of unbelievable, hilarious podcasts. The best in the world. All of my shows, Zach Amico's show, Mike Cannon's show. Chloe McGovern will have a show on the network one day, hopefully.
Sure, yeah, as long as she becomes your girlfriend.
That's what I'm trying. That's what I'm angling for. Petite and hot Chloe McGovern Lewis. Will one day get a Gas Digital.
The petite it. Cast.
It's 8 minutes
Size
long.
Size 2s and below.
And then, yeah, also go to iTunes, leave us a 5-star ranking and a positive review right now on the show. One reviewer every month we give out a free piece of merch to. Good or bad review, doesn't matter. All right. Thanks. Thanks, Shannon. What happened with this Photoshop contest? Do you have all them prepared?
Yeah, we have a bunch that we haven't seen yet. So we have, I think there's 7 more that you guys haven't looked at yet.
Let's do it. Let's Shannon. Bring them up right now. What did I promise them? I do a lot of contests and I just throw it out of my ass and I don't even know what I promised.
Well, it was me that came up with this. And I do want to say, after seeing a few of them online, I do apologize.
Thank you, Mike.
Because I totally it's get why you didn't fault. Want this.
You don't even know.
Yeah, I am upset, though, that nobody took my challenge of making one where you're pegging me.
Oh, no. Well, I don't know. There's a couple I haven't seen yet.
Yeah,
so
say there's
maybe.
Some in there we haven't seen
here's
yet.
Here's hoping.
So right.
Here's hoping I'm getting
this is it. And the winner, what does the winner get? What do we say they get?
They get the package.
What?
Yeah, the whole package. okay, ready? First one.
That
is...
means a hoodie, a t-shirt, and a mug.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That's generous. A fucking, that's a big deal.
And 3-day pass.
From merchpump.com?
Yes.
Wow. Can you buy stuff there too?
You absolutely can.
Well, merchpump.com/RIP. That's pretty dope. Anyway. Some great shit there. The winner of this contest, sure, they get to pick it. Thanks.
And hey, if you thought about entering the contest, you should go to Merch Pump, pick out a hoodie, a mug, and a t-shirt that you want, put it in your shopping cart, and just let it sit there and see how you feel about it.
What can I also have a coffee, Harrington, while we do this? Why are you always sweating? You're not sweating. I know it's the rain, but you always have this look. You're always slimy.
Dude, and he's got real white guy Tiger Woods hair. Look at him. Take off his hat. It's
fucking awful. I screamed when he took his hat off.
It is atrocious. It is absolutely hanging on for dear life.
You would think with that much endorsement money, you could like do something about that. You know what I mean? Just like spray paint something on.
At least he's not LeBron, though. Like, he acknowledged it and made a joke about it. He's like, oh, it's so stressful. It's why I'm going bald. You know, it was kind of fun. But Harrington also, behind the scenes, I mean, you are driving your workers to the brink of insanity.
Harrington,
Robbie's is awful. Looks like a fucking dying dandelion.
Okay. In Lewis's defense, they didn't look great when they walked in the building.
None of them looked great.
Harrington's, they weren't young and fresh when they took the fucking gig, buddy.
Yeah, Harrington's fair. A fucking mess. We had him empty out his pockets one time on the show just to see what he had in his pockets, and it was like a junk drawer.
It's like the Joker, nothing but knives and lint.
Yeah, no, dude, he's a walking human junk drawer. That's what he is. Is your pocket still full of shit?
Absolutely not.
Let me see right now.
This is ridiculous.
Let me see your pockets.
Turning out my pockets.
Come on, turn them out.
You do look
show.
Like you have a frog in your pockets.
A slingshot, a frog.
What do we got?
A jewel charger, a phone charger.
Let me see. What else?
A bunch of change.
I mean,
is that it?
Did people give that to you when you asked them for it on the street?
Is that why you still wear JNCOs? Because they have deep pockets?
You dropped a penny. You don't want to lose that.
There we go.
Ralph busted the door like a Kool-Aid man.
Harrington, your red money.
My food. So I never got notes, Harrington. Thank you very much. Did Tiger Woods win yesterday? He did,
yeah,
right?
He won.
Everyone's
the Masters.
Freaking out. Why does anybody care?
Because it's cool. It's a cool
hasn't
story.
He won it since like 2005. He had like terrible back surgery that most people don't recover from.
Yeah.
And this is his fifth time.
Also, he was like publicly dragged behind a fucking behind a dump truck. Like,
you know, I thought golf was about being loyal to your wife, and I'm disappointed.
Me too.
Yeah.
So that's the big comeback story, is that he had back surgery and, you know, he went and won it again.
Yeah, he's one of the mm-hmm. greatest ever, top two of all time. And he, like, basically everybody thought he was done, and he
it would be like if
and...
a fighter came back after being gone for a long fucking time
mm-hmm.
and still had
like
it.
If Chuck Liddell somehow beat the shit out of Connor. Or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, look, but after like a crazy surgery, I understand like mm-hmm. that. But my point is this. It's just sort of a fucking, it's just the meme of the day. It's just a sexy story that nobody cares. I didn't hear either of you talking about Tiger Woods at all.
I tweeted twice
Sunday.
About it.
Before Sunday? Before Sunday.
I have text messages.
I just feel like it's like everyone just jumps. It's a, you know. Nobody really gave a fuck. I didn't even know that Tiger Woods was playing golf again.
Yeah, but is this your hot take that people latch on to new stories?
Yes.
Because that's like...
This is my hot take. Nobody else has ever said this before.
Of course. But I mean, I care about Tiger Woods as he becomes relevant. Like each time he dips into the public spectrum,
my problem isn't that people just jump onto the hot topic of the day. My problem is that my friends do.
Yeah.
You.
But I don't care. I'm just like, cool. And
you
then I move
care,
on with
though.
My day.
Did you tweet about it?
No. Oh, I admit, I deleted it, though, because I tried to make
call them the N-word.
Yeah, I thought it might have been too intense.
That's called a birdie.
Sorry.
I've never been a golf fan. I've never watched golf. I've never played. Have you played golf?
Yeah, I used to play with my dad. It's like the one thing we ever did together.
Yeah, you enjoyed it?
No. I mean, I kind of did, but it was me reaching across the aisle trying to like find something in common with him. I remember one time it was so uncomfortable. He thought we were like pals and he had no boundaries. He was smoking a cigarette or a cigar and he goes, "Tastes so good, it's like pussy."
Whoa.
And I was like 13. I was like, that's such an odd thing to say.
At what point do you start? I did this with my son for the first time the other day, and I didn't say, you know, pussy tastes good, but.
Talk to him about smoked twat.
also, what type of pussy
James,
tastes like a cigar?
Yeah, my mom has a chimney
hold it
cunt.
In your mouth. Exhale.
Holy shit, your mom's
inhale.
Pussy was fucking.
Smoked
tastes like chocolate
furnace.
And cognac. It's bizarre. Know what I
old
did?
Old hack, stand outside of comedy clubs and eat out your mom.
Here's what I did. We watched Aquaman together.
Mm.
And the chick in Aquaman is fucking, what's her name?
Jason Momoa.
No, the chick.
Amber Heard.
Yes, my chick. Amber Heard's my celebrity.
Judging from
I love
she
her,
supposedly
yeah.
did to Johnny
to
Depp.
Restaurant.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I love that. I like a crazy fucking bitch. I really, look at her.
I do love the fact that right after her sanity was questioned publicly, she went from Johnny Depp to a billionaire. That's the best, where she's like, oh, I'm just, fuck this, I'm going.
But she wasn't really that famous before this movie. She's famous, but she's not like fucking crazy famous.
She's had a couple of amazing sex scenes. She was really funny in Pineapple Express.
Was she? Oh, she was the girl in Pineapple Express?
Yeah, she was his girlfriend.
I don't even fucking remember. Mm-hmm. All I know is that this chick is smoking. So we watched Aquaman the other day, and and she came on the screen, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to throw it out there for James. I'm going to throw it out there that I think that this chick is hot.
Uh-huh.
So she came on the screen and I was just like, look at her. Wow, huh? She's pretty, isn't she? And he was just like, yeah, Dad, I guess.
I like the Aquaman.
But I mean, also Aquaman is gorgeous as well. I couldn't even hate him. Like, they shouldn't let a 6-year-old.
Can she talk to fish, Dada?
She can actually. Her character is an Aquawoman type.
How old is he again?
6.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But Aquaman is so gorgeous. Fucking Jason Momoa. Look at him.
Yeah.
No, you got to get him with a shirt off in the movie.
Oh, okay.
Just get him with his shirt off. It's fucking ridiculous. You can't let a 6-year-old boy see Jason Momoa and his fucking V-cut abs because it makes anybody, it's attractive to anybody in the world.
Yeah.
And the problem is when you have a young, look at this.
I don't want to have sex with him. I do want to wear him.
I want to kiss each one of his abs individually. There's nothing sexual about this. It's just about slowly caressing each one of his abs down to just above his dick.
Yeah.
I'm gonna touch his dick. There's nothing gay.
You don't think he would touch his dick?
I'm just going to just bite his pubes.
Maybe the base.
I know he's got a little bit too because he's a fucking monster. So let's bite his eye.
Who's his wife again? It's like a very cool couple.
The Lenny.
Lisa Bonet.
Lisa Bonet. Yeah.
Very old, cool. You've seen them on the red carpet together.
She's gross. Look at Lisa Bonet.
She is not gross. What are you fucking kidding me? No way.
She's old as shit now. Do you know what he could get? Look at her.
What is she, like 35 and you're like, ugh, over the hill?
She looks like Pete Davidson. Look at her face. It's ridiculous, okay? He should not be dating her. Do you know what Aquaman, Khal Drogo could get? He could fucking get any chick in the world.
So what? I bet she is the best lay of all time.
I bet she's not. She's a bony, healthy fucking yoga bitch. Those bitches aren't good.
Yeah, she does weird shit, though. She's fucking 55, dude.
Is she? How old is she?
She's definitely old. She was on the Cosbys.
I know.
Like how is she?
She's grandfathered in. You want to talk about a freaky bitch?
Yeah.
51 years old. And how old is Jason Momoa?
He's probably like 37.
He's got to be at least 40,
39.
Right? 39. He could get any woman in the world. Any woman in the world. I'm not saying he's the hottest dude ever. I'm just saying he's famous enough and he's fucking undeniably a fucking specimen.
I don't know about any woman in the world.
Shut up, Chloe. Well, okay. Are you pretending that you wouldn't suck Jason Momoa's cock off his body right now?
Oh, for sure.
Of course.
But like that body type that like I feel like women always go for like the Pete Davidsons, the like tall, lanky, like.
No.
Right?
No. Nobody's choosing Pete Davidson over fucking.
I do love how a woman
Khal
Drogo. Said women typically. And Lewis is like, no, you poor bitch.
There's
from
no
the
woman.
Things that I assume women are thinking. They do not think that.
No woman in the world is choosing a Pete Davidson type over
Khal
Drogo.
That's not true.
They may say they want to date that type, but when push comes to shove. And they have no one's around and they have one guy pounding them out. I'm telling you right now, it's him. That's what they want.
Yeah, but I think most women are gay, so they want to bang a like-bodied person.
No.
I do think
Look at Shannon shaking her head now. Go to the Shannon camp,
No, well,
please.
Shannon has some real crazy. Deep-seated issues where she wants to get choked unconscious while being punched in the
Shannon,
teeth.
Shannon, am I crazy here? Jason Momoa, it's like objectionably... Yeah. Objectively,
I would rather fuck Jason Momoa, but from the women I've met, the skinny, gaunt, heroin chic man seems to do pretty well.
Dude,
across
he
the
rapes
board.
That bitch in on Game of Thrones, and women just they're like, ah, that's the hottest thing.
Yeah,
in the world
I mean
them,
that's
dude.
Cool.
They love
rape.
It.
That's sexy rape.
They love it, and there's no you're never gonna convince me differently. But
that is a good question. Where an actor embodies a rapist. So vividly, and now he's the lead in a giant like franchise.
Yeah.
But a comic makes a rape joke.
So sorry.
But a comic makes a rape joke and they're instantly, you know, this is old hat and awful topic, but it is funny how he could get away with that and be like such a commercial success where any comedian even mentions rape and it's like the end of the world.
Because this is, the way he raped her. If you remember those scenes,
it was
like
pretty hot.
It was jerkable. It was no joke. Okay, and he became a star. Then how long has he been with Lisa?
That's
Bonet?
The scene that
was
vaulted
the moment.
Him
that was
into the
moment.
Spotlight. Yeah.
Okay. He could get, all right, fine. Not any one of the, I guess there are women that would go, I'm not into a big, muscly, gorgeous man, right? Fine. There are women like that. But the fact that he's with such an old, fucking haggard woman.
You're out of your mind.
She's so hot.
She's not hot. Pull up more pictures of Lisa Bonet. I would love to see more pictures of her. You think she's hot?
Yeah, truly.
She's hot, yes. For an old.
No, she's hot, an old ageless woman.
If she walked in here, you'd be all over her.
No, I wouldn't.
Pull up nudes. She has nudes all over the place. Her daughter is also like wildly stunning and insane. But they look exactly alike. Yeah. She's
maybe
just like a slightly older
that's
sister.
That's the girl from Big Little Lies.
Yes. Yeah. Did you just do Asian eyes? Yeah.
Maybe I'm being crazy. This is actually Jason Momoa approved. That's his daughter? Or no, that's
her. I mean, that's old.
That's her when she was young as shit. Yeah, she's great then.
She's fucking stunning.
Yeah, she's great then. Just pull up a picture right now. We saw it already. She's got fucking Crypt Keeper face. You're not going to convince me any differently.
No, she looks like the zombies from I Am Legend a little bit. Yes. She has really defined cheekbones. For sure.
That looks like a Polaroid she sent to MC Scat Cat. Like, do we have a picture of her? Yeah, there we go.
Yeah,
she's so hot,
she's
though.
She's beautiful for an older black woman. Yes, fine.
I'll give her that.
He could get Amber Heard.
So what?
Shut up, Kennedy.
Have you ever seen that threesome scene that Amber Heard had? No. I don't know what movie this is, but she has a scene where she's banging a guy and then takes a bong hit and then she gets rubbed up on by two like surfer retards on the floor while some other guy watches. It's
good
great.
For her.
Good movie.
Good for her. She's great. And the craziness factor about her is what I really love. I love the fact that her and Johnny Depp would fist fight each other. That's fucking hot.
You just like that she can take a punch and stay quiet
hell
about
yeah.
it.
No, she didn't stay
bit.
Quiet about it. She
fucking, for a little bit.
Yeah, she posted pictures. Yeah. I bet she's dangerous. I like it though. That turns me out. I like having dangerous sex, and that is like playing in traffic.
Yeah.
A chick like that. And I made this point specifically about Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande. I feel like there is a genuine analogy there. Pete Davidson is to Ariana Grande as I am to Amber Heard in terms of levels of fame. Because Ariana Grande is the most famous chick.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Amber Heard is just famous. You know? So I feel like that's not a crazy analogy. So if Pete could get Ariana, I'm going to just put that energy out there. People, do me a favor. Send this clip directly to...
She used to come into my restaurant. I know. She's like a regular.
I'd like to come in her restaurant.
Yeah, okay.
God, I'm good at writing jokes.
You wrote that?
I wrote that. I pre-wrote that before the show. I was waiting for the moment to...
But all you have to do is get in the room with her once.
And then I'd wedge it in.
I like that you're not even crossing them out so you have a chance to reuse them later.
Look, guys, it's all written down.
Somebody's
right
got to do an hour twice Friday, buddy.
She's fucking, she's the one. Who's your celebrity crush? Me and my chick don't have like a celebrity that you're allowed to like fuck. Because we're just crazy Puerto Ricans, we wouldn't do that.
Yeah. I have a joke about it, but it's like, I would literally just let my wife leave me for any celebrity. Like, it's like,
why?
Because if I loved her, she should have access. Like, I would want her to have access to that.
Because of a celebrity dick, though.
Yeah, well, now that I'm having a kid, it's a different story. But who's my main?
Who's the one?
I don't know. It changes all the time.
Who's the one right now that
I love? Nina Agdal. She's super hot. She's a model, Sports Illustrated model. She's unreal. She also told me to go fuck myself because I used to write for Guy Code. And she was one of the talking heads. And so she filmed a thing telling me to go fuck myself.
Was it just to be funny?
It was pretty hot. Yeah.
Yeah, she's cute.
Yeah. Go to her Instagram, though. She's got a couple, sexy nudes up there that are pretty great.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You know, I like it. Aren't chaseful. She's cute. Yeah, but it's just models. There's something about models that bug me.
I mean, celebrity is a different story than models. Models are...
They just seem unattainable. You need something. There needs to be something, you know. Yeah, but
you know
look
what?
At her gross stomach. Are you kidding me?
No, go to a
ew. Ew. What's that's your ew? Number one fucking chick.
What's ew?
She's an alien stomach.
Wait, go to the butt. The butt one.
Let's see.
It's up higher. I know her entire page by heart.
Yeah, it's okay, dude. She's not even that great.
No, she is great.
You need to get your priorities straight.
It's weird, man. Different people have different tastes. What do you want to do? You know?
No. No.
I think she's
I think all of us can agree that she's not that great, right? Come on, everyone.
What? She's fucking 10.
Chloe, don't be so hard on yourself, Chloe.
I never said I wasn't.
Yeah, listen to me. She ain't shit. You could stumble over that bitch.
Thanks.
Go throw up some fucking... Oh, that one's good.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Go throw up some butt pictures on Instagram.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll figure it all out, okay? If I had an ass, I would nonstop have my ass. If I had a nice ass, it would just be out all over the place.
I do.
I
That's
know.
My Instagram.
It's fucking hot.
Goddamn right. Got to sell ticks.
It's fucking sexy.
Said I'm just showing forehead all over this podcast. I have to call it out. I keep seeing it out of the corner of my eye. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
It's a little bit. And the problem is we have very bright lights in here. So yeah. I'm seeing everything reflected in your forehead as well.
Just your reflect. Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool, though. I like it. It's kind of like having an extra window.
Yeah. You know.
It's really nice.
If you look into it deep enough, you can see how you're going to die.
Well, it's like when I'm sucking a guy's dick, it's like he's sucking his own dick. He just looks down and he's like, sick.
Shannon, we are go with the second rape dicks theme because we're going to do a little bit of rape investigating right
Is
now.
Is it the
okay?
short one?
The shorter one.
Okay,
yeah, the shorter one. Go ahead.
Just to let you know, we didn't do the Photoshop. Do you want to do that later?
Oh, shit. We just got ADD'd.
Yeah.
We got majorly ADD'd. You know what that means, Shannon?
Hold on.
And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
What did you say, nigga?
What are you talking about?
What the hell are you talking about?
Who are you talking to?
Marijuana affects the memory.
That's the new ADD drop. Every time we forget what we were going to do, and we have to go back to it.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Yeah. Thank you, Cushion Pusher. Got to give him another plug. It makes me so angry that I got to plug him every time. Fuck you, Cushion Pusher. But thank you for that. Fuck you for making me say your name over and over again. All right, so go to the Photoshop. You're right, Shannon. Okay. Fine. We'll do what we said we were going to do.
Okay, so the first one's from Julian.
Too skinny.
Too skinny. Too fucking red in the face and different color body.
Yeah, the problem with that Photoshop is they try to match Shannon's... they have that little tool where they match the color? They should have done the stomach, but they did the bikini.
Yeah.
And they made Shannon's face the bikini color. It wasn't good.
Or areola color.
Shannon, are those your real tits? Because that is legitimately how I imagine them. I love how all the Photoshoppers give you bad fake tits.
I think mine are pretty good.
I got to see them. And it's not sexual harassment. It's just I don't know. I'm going to continuously think that they're pointing in
different
directions.
It's just now that we've seen all these imposters.
Yeah.
And then I got to resize this one.
Your tits?
Yeah. Okay, here you go.
Is that... Oh, my God. That's you pegging Kim.
Yep.
That's pretty jerkable, actually, to be honest with you. And that's literally a real picture of Kim.
They look only, how happy you are.
They only Photoshop...
That's Kim's old headshot.
Yeah. They only Photoshop Shannon here. That one's pretty good. I like it.
I hate those underwear that pinch together the lips. That was weird.
The crotchless panties?
Yeah. I never saw that. It looked like the fucking weird duck-billed lips.
Yeah, I don't really like any like lingerie or anything like that. Do men really like that?
No, it's like unwrapping a present. It
feels nice
fucking
sometimes.
Useless.
The next one isn't an official Photoshop. He just did something where he put like bubbles over pictures of me to make it look like I'm naked. Do you want to count those or no?
Sure, we'll count it. Whatever. Who gives a shit, Shannon? Doesn't really matter. Oh, wait, that's actually you, though.
Yeah.
That's pretty hot.
Shannon, hell yeah. Shannon, zoom into your puss.
No.
Shannon, zoom into your
I'm
puss.
I'm wearing a bathing suit in this picture.
Shannon.
Yeah, but we don't have to think that.
Shannon, zoom into your puss area. First of all, never thought you would have that flat of a stomach. I would assume.
A long time ago.
I would assume fucking Arolios. Look at that picture, though. Fuck yeah.
That's pretty hot.
That's a jackable picture right there.
Yep.
Okay.
That actually, it's a Photoshop contest. One of the things was, does it make me want to masturbate? And that one legitimately does.
But that's why, I've found myself now, I don't watch Game of Thrones, but I do watch the nude scenes, and I masturbate to those nude scenes more than I do to porn, because porn has just gotten so insane that I like the imagination, you know?
That's one of the gayest things you've ever said on the show.
I'm here to please.
I mean, that's the same way I masturbate, but you shouldn't be masturbating like how a woman masturbates.
Yeah, I like a bath bomb.
Yeah, Mike lights more candles than you do. Yeah.
It's a special occasion. I'm on the road. It's fun.
I'm just treating myself. It's a day for me.
I know. It truly is.
Mike's Googling best movie kisses.
And Shannon, you
need... Oh, it's hilarious.
Shannon, you need to post all of these Photoshops to our Twitter.
Okay.
Every Photoshop, because then this is how people will see them. Every Photoshop needs to be posted to the Twitter.
Okay. All right, the next one, it's not a Photoshop, but it's fan art. That's really cute, so I figured I'd share it. This is from Honey Potato.
Oh, that's great.
That is nice.
Pretty cool.
That's great. Oh, look, and that's like we're baby sucking off those titties. But go back to it, Shannon. Hold it up on the screen for a minute. Let's have a moment. This fucking guy made this amazing art.
Yeah, wow. He really took some time to do that.
Yeah.
Shannon's really looking at us lovingly.
She's looking at her own tits.
I like this. I want to use this for something, Shannon.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, what should we use this for?
It's like a great sticker.
I just feel like if somebody's going to make fan art of you, they should just do the nude fan art, because this would actually be really good. Like if you had your tits out in it.
You could like sell that at Skankfest or like put it in the goodie bag. Yeah.
We could even do like a jack booth where people could just masturbate.
Oh,
now
yes.
There's an idea.
We make Shannon clean up the jizz.
No. Isn't that just the men's bathroom?
And then more guys jack off thinking about Shannon cleaning up the jizz. And it's just like, it's a never ending cycle. This is how we figure out how to
monetize Skankfest.
You finally make money on Skankfest. All right, go ahead. Next picture, Shannon.
And then we don't have to get a hotel room for Tony Hinchcliffe.
Hell yeah. And all of Kill Tony. It's like seven people.
Okay, here's the next one.
Okay, all right, not bad. So that's Zach in the back. That's not bad. Not very jerkable, but decent Photoshop work. I like it. And who was that by? You should be giving the names. You're really bad at this.
I'm sorry, I am.
You know, you should be giving names, describing it, saying who it's from. These people, most of the people listen just on audio.
Okay, well, I said the Honey Potato one. That last one was from Jeremy. And this next one.
Jeremy Spokane. Yesterday. I would have had that music ready to go when I showed that picture.
True. Me too.
Do a little production, Shannon. Jesus fucking Christ.
It's embarrassing.
Chloe, what's the name of your podcast?
Barely Legal. It's about
what?
Child pornography. Fucking,
no.
Yeah. I haven't. It's not up yet.
But it's about child pornography?
No. It's about.
I was like, wow.
Look at the best releases of the week.
Yeah, yeah. You really are them. Marketing to the proper place
well,
right
when
now.
You look like a
Next
child.
Up compound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's we talk about the things that like people get away with because people don't know what the law is. So
what do you mean?
Like what's an episode that we did with plagiarism? Like the things that people get away with on Instagram, like we did the fuck Jerry thing. Mm. We've done like sexual harassment, like minimum wage. Yeah. Like minimum wage jobs getting away with like not giving you a break because like people are just too tired to like be like, hey, it's actually illegal for you to not let me sit for lunch break for. So just like really funny altogether.
You should have kept with the bill.
Yeah, you had us at child porn.
Yeah.
That's
I don't understand the laziness that it takes to fill a cup 66.6% of the way.
Yeah, he's the worst.
I mean, what the fuck?
Harrington's the worst.
Truly, just a. I'm gonna ask. We have an hour plus more to go. I'm gonna ask for another cup now.
He doesn't care. He doesn't care. He wants. Here's the other problem. I think what Harrington does is he likes to break things so he can fix them. So he pretends he's doing work. So it's not any real work being done. It's just him fucking up and then fixing his own mistakes. So we're still at ground fucking zero. And look how much water he gave Chloe McGovern.
What a fucking
full
cunt.
Full cup of water for Chloe McGovern.
A forehead amount of water.
Okay, all right, Shannon, go to the next Photoshop. We got to pick a winner today.
This one's from Alvin.
Shannon, I don't know. Like, I feel like everyone's making your face too big, but I feel like the proportions of your face just don't work on other humans.
That could be true.
It's not like it's every Photoshop. I'm like, oh, they made her face too big, and I'm like, it's not everybody. It can't be everybody in the fucking world that just Photoshops incorrect proportions for your big dumb face. I think you have big fucking features. Look at me. You do. You have big lips. You got a big nose. You have big eyes. But it's on this. It works for you. Whatever's going on with your fucking body and head, it just doesn't. You know, it's like if you try to take a midget's arms and put them on like a human, and you'd be like,
I love the alternative was human.
You'd have to be like,
I'm like a real person.
That doesn't look right. You would say that, right?
Sure.
So that's kind of what you have, like, whatever it is. What is it with like dwarfism? They don't have like the correct arm length, or like their torsos are the normal size. I don't know exactly now.
Just get
lighting changed because why not? Right?
That freaked me
out. Why not a third of the way through the show change the lighting?
The light, Harrington.
Oh, Harrington hit the light.
Fix it.
You fucking fat idiot. We hate you.
Yeah, keep Harrington in line.
Anyway. Yeah. Okay. So go back to the next Photoshop. If the next one has your face being too big for its body, I'm onto something.
I think here. Shannon's right.
Shannon's face is just magazine pictures glued onto the same potato.
This is from M. Frisco.
Oh, that is a
wow.
good one.
Wow.
Right there.
Okay, you know why, though? They didn't include your mouth. They photoshopped just the nose and mouth.
I mean, that's
this
a good
one's
job,
fucking
though.
Fire. This is one of my favorites. They matched like the tone of the picture.
They crushed this.
Can I tell you the problem? The only, if I had to critique it at all, is they made the picture wasn't high res enough, but they did a good job matching the colors. Everyone's yeah. making eye contact with the camera.
That is too good.
That's one of my favorite ones so far.
Yeah.
That one's good. I think Ralph should also get a sleeve.
Yeah, Ralph looks good with a sleeve.
He also looks good with a different body.
All right, so that's
Shannon, does that turn you on a little bit no. even? Come no, on, think about it. Shannon, absolutely just the idea no. of, because you've been double teamed before, and the idea of your, anybody in the world, anybody
true?
In the fucking world, yes, she has.
Nice.
Anyone in the world will tell you, any woman would say that the fantasy of being double teamed by her bosses would sort of be hot. Regardless of who the bosses are.
No, nope.
Hard disagree.
Yeah.
You don't know shit about women, Chloe. I know what's going on here.
That's... I don't look at any of you guys in a sexual way.
But you've admitted before me the most sexual. You've admitted
before
that.
I knew you.
No.
Before, not now.
She wanted to suck this cock
that's
before she
not,
met me.
That's also
she
not
wanted
true.
Me to be inside of her many times
not true.
Before she met me. Then she met me and she was like, it's better than I could have imagined. Now she's self-conscious.
Yeah. Plus, she already had a podcast.
All right, go to the next Photoshop.
Oh, that's it. So now I guess we'll start from the beginning and start posting them all and then collect votes.
Go through very quickly right now. Yeah. We'll collect votes. And I guess what we'll do, the most likes?
Yeah.
On Twitter, that's what we'll do. We'll post it to our Twitter today. You can go through them all right now or no?
I can. It's just some of them, the sizing is weird. So I'll scroll.
Honestly, let's put them all on Twitter and then do it on Friday.
Okay, yeah, put them all on Twitter, then we'll go through okay, them on perfect. Friday. Okay. And we'll tweet out today to go vote on the best Photoshop contest.
Okay.
And then the best one, maybe we'll make the best one into a t-shirt.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
I think that's good.
I really hope the Ralph and me double teaming Shannon.
It should be. It should for sure
Skank
be
Skankfest exclusive t-shirt.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Or in the program of Skankfest minimum.
Yeah.
Do you have a program?
Shannon, if you had to get double teamed by any two men that work for Gas Digital, you got to pick two.
Yeah.
It's a great question.
Podcast included, right? This the whole umbrella.
Yeah, fine.
I just love the idea of people at Skankfest looking at like a playbill for Skankfest. That's like, what I. Broadway
thank
show.
You.
They're
for
little
picking
like,
up
expecting to
tonight. The role of Dave Smith will be played by. So Shannon, say Tank Sinatra and Tank Sinatra again, guys.
I actually wasn't thinking of him at first until Harrington just said it. Yeah, I guess Tank Sinatra and Michael Bisping.
Oh, you right, fucking yeah. whore.
I actually think that's my two also.
You'd rather fuck, hold on, you'd rather fuck Tank Sinatra than me? Shut up.
He's got a freaking crazy body.
Shut who cares? Pull up Tank's body.
I have it on his personal Instagram.
Let me see his body.
I bet he
right
fucks
now.
Like a square dance, though. He
yeah,
looks
no,
so...
Tank.
Right.
Tank's like, Tank doesn't eat pussy, guaranteed.
You gotta hope there's nothing shiny in the room.
Shannon, you know what I would do to you? Sexually, come on.
I know.
You know. You go fucking ask around. Later they'll let you know. I'm a fucking monster. That's all I got. That's all I got.
I'm a monster.
Yeah.
That's a way to describe yourself.
I'm trying to find a shirtless picture.
Shannon, also show Ralph the Photoshop with him in it. I think he'd appreciate it. He just walked into the room. Yeah, look, I think they're all great. What was your favorite Photoshop so far, Zach?
I mean, look. Can you look at this? That's
oh,
crazy.
His body's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but I mean, you, Shannon. Look, I get it.
He's juicing, right?
He's in great. Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
Shannon, fine. He's got a better body than me. I'll give him that. I'll give him the better body. Is he more handsome?
He's got a pretty face.
Shut the fuck up. You're fired, bitch. You're fucking fired. Get out. I'm done with you. You know what Alex would have said? Alex would have been like, no way, boss. You're the most handsome man ever. And then I would have high-fived her, and she would have gotten a raise. Suck my dick, Shannon. You're done.
Alex also fucking shivers like a chihuahua whenever you're not in the room.
Yeah, Alex is... She should be afraid.
Alex is also on mushrooms all the time.
That
Alex
is fair,
is
yeah.
truly a drug addict. Certainly on another level. I mean, I've never seen somebody just more willing to put drugs in their body. Now, Bobby Hutch as well. Bobby Hutch has never turned a drug down. It's pretty crazy. Doesn't matter what time of day it is. Doesn't matter. Like, Bobby Hutch was just always fucking down to put something into an orifice.
But he gets away with it because he doesn't talk.
Yeah, he just chills.
The speakers in the studio should always just be playing the Requiem for a Dream.
Whatever, man. This is like the fucking 60s.
Yeah, it's bad when Kratom is the baseline of everybody.
Doggy, this is like the 60s, okay? And we're like the fucking, you know, we're part of a revolution. Sometimes you have to expand your mind a little bit in order to do things differently, to think differently.
I'm right there with you.
You know? I wrote that, think different. That's my new thing. Guest Digital, think different. It's mine. But that's what I do with my employees. So that's why we feed them drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Any drug they want to do. I don't give a shit.
Plus, drugs are fun so that they're not as mad about being paid nothing.
Yeah. Didn't I say that, Harrington? Didn't I say you guys can do whatever drugs you want to do as long as you get your job done?
Yeah. That was day one of cult orientation.
I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit what drugs you do as long as the job is done and done correctly.
And they offer you some.
No, not necessarily. I like being in the power position.
You like to be straight.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, no, I like to offer them the drugs.
Cool.
Yeah. When you take something from somebody for nothing, then...
You owe them something?
Exactly.
Gotcha. You wrote that too?
I wrote that. Also, my mind blowing was a very sad sound. Just went...
it looks like just a little bit of your head would puff out, and then smoke would come out of your ear.
My mind was
like when a fat guy swallows dynamite.
you have a firecracker that doesn't go off; it just fizzles. That's what happens when my mind is blown.
It was his best idea.
All right, so let's get to the bottom of this rape at sea. Time for rape dicks.
Rape dicks. Rape. Rape dicks. Rape. Rape dicks. Rape.
All I know is ball and good. And rape. And rape. And rape. And rape. And rape.
What was that reference from? Anybody at the end know what that is? The all I know is dog or a ball and good and rape.
Your dad's last words?
First person to call 573-GAS-LINE, you win a free Real Ass Podcast t-shirt or mug. If you tell me what that is from,
Don Lewis, I'm sorry. We're going to have to do it from the chat. The phone lines are down.
No.
Yeah.
Give that Cannon's phone number. What do you mean the phone lines are down?
Because we're in the process of switching the system so we can properly screen calls, and it's not complete yet.
The chat? They're not getting a fucking... Somebody already wrote it in the chat. Fine. Chat, you get a fucking... That's anticlimactic.
Give out your phone number.
No, I did that already in the past. It did not work out well. You did?
Yeah.
Is it still out there? Same one?
If you can search all episodes of Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole, and it's out there somewhere.
Doug, you don't.
A few of them.
It's a problem.
Yeah, I know.
Don't do that. I had to change my number. It became too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Real quick, let's talk about BetterHelp.com, which I love. I just started my anger management with BetterHelp.com. I was using a traditional therapist, and BetterHelp makes everything so much more convenient. If there's something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals, BetterHelp online counseling can help you. They really can. They offer licensed professional counselors who specialize in issues like depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleep, family conflicts, self-esteem, and of course, anger management, and many more things. And BetterHelp lets you connect with a professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. And anything you share is absolutely confidential. This is real therapy online. They just make it so you don't have to leave your apartment or go anywhere. You can do it from the comfort of your own home, which makes my life so much easier. I got limited time in the world right now, okay? It's super convenient. Anytime you want to sign up, you can do it right from their website. It's really, really a convenient way to just to chat with your therapist as well. With BetterHelp, you can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text at any time with your therapist. And if you're not happy with your therapist, you can request a new one at any time with no additional charge. So you sign up for a monthly fee, and you get a certain amount of chat or video sessions per week, but that's you can message them at any time. And it's really affordable. So here's the coolest part of all. We're giving you 10% off your first month by going to BetterHelp.com/realass. BetterHelp.com/realass. Go try it out. 10% off your first month. See if this could help you out. I'm telling you right now, I'm not making this up. I've talked about it in the past. Therapy has helped me in a lot of ways, in many, 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 many ways. If you talk to anybody that's been in any sort of extensive counseling or therapy, they will tell you that it definitely helps, okay? If you are having some issues right now, this could be the answer to your problems. So go to BetterHelp.com/realass. Simply fill out the questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with the perfect counselor for you. Once again, that is BetterHelp.com/realass. All right, where were we? All right, what happened with this story? I read some of it.
Okay.
What was the cruise line?
I don't know.
Yeah. Get your facts, Harrington. Get your fucking facts straight, baby boy.
I feel like I gave you all the pertinent information, but
I know all the information. All right. So there was a cruise ship. Don't know the cruise line. So whatever, I guess. There was a 17-year-old British chick, which is like 30 in regular people years. British people don't age well. You ever seen a fucking young British girl?
Yeah, sure have.
Yeesh.
It's like Lisa Bonet.
Yeah, not good. Not good.
Just rotten.
So she's on a cruise line with her family, and then a guy that's from, I believe, Italy or Spain or one of these other fucking countries. One of these sexy countries. Yeah.
Swarthy.
Look, it's rape in England. In Spain, it's a fucking romantic evening.
A real no means have at it.
Yeah. Country, if you ever talk to an Italian or Spanish guy, they're like Pepe Le Pew. They get this very like... Like Camilla, me rob you, and they fucking yeah. I get it. You know, I know. It's sexy. Like for me, I would want a guy to be that way with me. I want them to be very Pepe Le Pew. That would turn me on.
From black with a white stripe.
Yes. Stinks. Doesn't take no for an answer. That's really, but you know, apparently, this guy dragged this girl into his cabin, and he had his way with her.
Sure.
And. Because it was at sea, he was, I guess, not charged. He was let go.
Yeah.
It was international waters. I swear to God, this is really a thing. It's a joke.
What?
Every time we go on Shiprock, we make the joke about all the women we're going to rape and be like, oh, it's international waters. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah.
And then we get there and there's no women.
You just masturbate, I guess. But... that's a legitimate thing. This is real. This happened on Thursday.
Okay.
This didn't even happen like one time in history. This fucking happened Thursday.
Is that in like in the specific country that they brought it to, or is that like overall an international rule?
I don't exactly know. I don't know what's going on, but all I know is the cruise industry should be like freaking out because if you're a woman on a cruise, you should not feel safe. I'm sorry.
But does that go for like all crimes or just rape?
It was just rape.
Yeah.
That's the only one that
they'll charge like petty theft. Yeah. But yeah. No, I think someone stole a keychain from the gift shop and we'll prosecute.
Hey, give that Snickers back.
Yeah.
So it looks like based on this, because the ship is based out of Panama, right? The man is from Italy. The girl is from Britain and they were docked in Spain. There was nothing Spain could do because they're not Spanish citizens, and the company, right, the cruise line is not based out of Spain either. So there was nothing they could do, but they said the authorities in Britain, Italy, or Panama should take up the case, but they would then need to extradite this guy to one of those countries.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. There's no way.
Jeez.
This guy fucking got away red-handed.
Mm. Yeah.
She was on a period. It's a fact. Look it up. That wasn't a shit joke. That was a fact. Right, Harrington?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. That's crazy. That's sort of nuts. And if you're a woman now on a cruise line, this should be major news. I mean, women are fucking protesting Louis. Go fucking protest this cruise line. I mean, that's fucking batshit.
Yeah.
What cruise line was it? Do you know?
MSC.
MSC. I don't know what that is.
That's literally my initials.
Owned and operated by MSC Cruises. The ship was the MSC Divina.
Let's see. Is it nice? And then she had to be on the boat for the rest of the cruise too.
Ugh.
Just with him. Just at the buffet. Look at this. It's a nice cruise line. Wow, Jesus. That's a big one.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Man, we can't prosecute this man, but here's a towel folded up like a monkey.
We've put a half dozen chocolate covered strawberries in your room. And please take a massage at 50% off.
So you can feel romantic as you recover.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking
dark.
Yeah. But Would you still go on a cruise?
I was going to go on a cruise before this.
Unless you get invited on a cruise now, would you go? You get offered to go work on a cruise.
Oh, yeah, well, probably.
The MSC Divina, specifically, they call you up and they're like, we need a victim.
Probably.
You would go do it, right?
Yeah.
That's sick money.
I mean, you know why I would do it if I were you?
It was the Impractical Jokers cruise.
Yeah.
The other three guys were behind the two-way mirror laughing during the whole rape.
I mean, that was comedy in the 50s. That it was just that.
I tell you why I would do it if I were you. It's almost like people after airlines go down, they're like, oh, I'm not gonna fly American Airlines. They had an accident. I'm like, yeah, but now the odds are it's not gonna be them again.
Now right? It's the safest. Also, they're probably taking precaution.
Yeah, so I'm assuming that they're probably not gonna have another. But technically, they could. Why wouldn't you? If you're a rapist, why wouldn't you just go at sea and start pulling bitches into your fucking stateroom?
But can't cruises like just have a no rape rule themselves?
I'm sure they
do. Can't they apply for law themselves?
Yeah, now he can't go on that cruise ship ever again. Yeah. Darn it. Yeah.
You are now banned.
Yeah.
Didn't you get sequestered in your room?
Sequestered? What do you mean?
Didn't you have to go back to your room after you fought 3 days grace?
No. They threatened it. Yeah. They were going
to. Is that what they would have gone? Like, back to your room.
Yeah, it's like you're punished in the third grade. You have to go to your room and think about what you did.
Hey, you there with blood on your dick. Get back in your room. Stay there till you thought about it.
Yeah. All you're doing is beating your dick, thinking about
you. You have to go next door to the crew, to the other people next to the crews, and knock on the door and be like, yeah, hi, I'm your neighbor. I just sexually assaulted a woman.
That's fucking crazy.
I'm sorry for raping a fellow passenger.
Yeah, you got to figure how many people are pushed off of cruise ships, how many people are murdered, how many people go missing off of cruise ships. Because I know people jump in the sea, like they're just drunk and they get hammered and they fucking do a cannonball off the size of a cruise ship.
I mean, I just can't imagine, aside from the Impractical Jokers cruise or something like that, I can't imagine wanting to be in a fucking floating mall for a week.
Have you ever done a cruise?
No. I've never been on one. It just doesn't appeal to me at all. I've seen the videos of the fucking how high they are and any gust of wind is like blowing them over and it's a huge thing. Like, get the fuck out of here.
There are videos of like cruise ships and hurricanes. We can see those if you want to throw them up for a second.
It's definitely a drunk vacation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't imagine a sober person going on a cruise.
Is it, what is the appeal of a cruise? I truly don't get it. I mean, I guess the theme cruise is fine because if you're seeing a bunch of metal bands that you love or the Impractical Jokers and a bunch of comedians, but just the idea of I'm going to go on like a floating cruise. Is it cheaper than like an all-inclusive resort?
No, it's crazy expensive.
Yeah. I think it's honestly, for most people, it's a place where you can be judge-free fat.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you can be an absolute slug of the universe and fucking drag your goddamn carcass across the deck and everybody else looks exactly like you. You give them a Jeep wave and you continue on your way.
Just
it is guilt-free
on their bellies
fat.
Across the fucking seals.
Let's see. This is top 10 reasons why people really take a cruise vacation. Why would you choose a cruise vacation? There are dozens of reasons why a million people choose a cruise vacation. Blah, 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 blah. One, party time with an all-you-can-drink booze package and not having to drive home. Okay, not having to drive. These perpetually inebriated guests hope to drink their way through the entire cruise on board and ashore. family togetherness. Folks with kids in tow say this is the easiest way to take a family vacation. Their kids usually love youth programs, blah, blah, blah. No housekeeping. That's in a hotel
as well.
It's
not possible that that's the easiest way. I mean, I guess, do they have children activities and shit like that? It's basically the easiest way the parents can get drunk while not having to watch their kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably it. But, like, you could go to, I just got back from Aruba. There's a shitload of kids. It's mostly families.
Yeah, if you go to any resort.
It's the same thing.
It's the same exact thing. I don't really, everything they say on this, it's the same thing. You know, history, gambling, get unplugged for the week.
Do you love vacations and being trapped?
Yeah. Yeah, do you love feeling sick? Half the time you're there, you know, it's just sort of,
it's a drunk escape room that doesn't end for 7 days.
Yeah, it's very bizarre. I don't really understand the exact appeal in it. The food is not good at all. Is this a cruise in a hurricane?
Well, and you better eat the good food in like the first 2 days, right? Because everything after that is just fucking disgusting. Oh my God, Jesus, get out of here. But it's like these videos are widely available and people are still choosing.
Oh my!
Like, get the fuck out of here, dude.
Yeah, that's nuts.
And how many cruises have like just like hit capsized. The shoreline and capsized? There's that one like off the coast of Italy that was just completely.
Oh yeah,
like, yeah.
I read somewhere that like something about like the emissions from a cruise ship that and they never go off. It's like, I don't know exactly.
Oh, it's horrible.
It's like crazy,
yeah,
but it's like an entire city's worth of cars that's
and
just
energy.
Nonstop running.
Yeah, and energy, the amount it uses up. But that's like the fucking Palisades Center floating in the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, but not as cool. Palisades Center Mall is way cooler. If you were in the Palisades Center Mall, there's so much fun things to do. A cruise ship is a few restaurants, a buffet. They all also make the same food. So like the chicken you get in the buffet is the same as the chicken as the restaurant. They just prepare it on a different plate, right?
Yeah.
Shannon, you chose to go on Shiprock this year. Why would you choose a cruise?
I just thought it would be cool to experience like the bands and stuff like that. And everybody always has good stuff to say about it when they come back.
Did you like it?
Yeah. I liked it. It was a little too long because I was kind of over it after like 3 days.
It was like a meetup group for barbed wire tattoos.
I like the camaraderie on the boat, though, because everybody's been going for so many years and everyone's so friendly.
Yeah.
So I like that part of it, but it was a little too long.
Yeah, a little bit too much. I wouldn't do that. I'm taking my kid on a Father's Day vacation this year to Puerto Rico, I believe. I think we're going to do Puerto Rico.
That'll be
this
fun.
Year. Yeah. We're doing a Father's Day vacation
to
every
see the
year.
Motherland.
Yeah. Give him a little bit of culture. Eat some food, point out some hot Puerto Rican chicks on the beach. Be like, look, son, see those chicks? Look at them.
He's just jerking off to the guy surfing.
He's not going to be gay, bro. Relax. Relax.
It would probably help your career if he was.
Maybe.
I'm looking to it for it. Have a gay son.
Maybe.
Hopefully it's genetic.
Yeah. Hopefully it doesn't skip a generation.
You never gave me notes, Harrington. Still fucking waiting for them. God, I hate him.
Quick question. What time does the podcast end?
About a half an hour. Why, where you gotta go?
No, I just have to use the bathroom really badly. And I didn't know if it was an hour.
No, go right here. Give her a cup.
Yeah. Can you mic it up?
In for Chloe.
Sorry.
Yeah, no. Please, anything you want. You're fine. We also have a bidet in there and a camera.
And a camera.
You should legally be allowed to put a camera in your bathroom.
Yeah. Would you put it in the toilet or from above or both?
I would do 4 or 5 camera angles and make Harrington edit together a fucking...
Just like a Christopher Nolan video every time somebody's pissing.
Why not? So yeah, the rape at the high sea happened. Italian man raped a woman on a British cruise ship. Yeah, that sucks. Yeah, that sucks for that chick. Not good.
Rape dicks.
That's it. That's the end of rape dicks. We don't got to play it in and out, Shannon. Thank you. Who was the comic who died on stage? Comedian Ian...
Cognito.
Cognito. Like incognito?
Yeah.
Eek.
Sounds horrible.
Eek.
Sounds like real shit.
Oh my God. I didn't realize that. Ian Cognito. Was he a magical act? Did he do something like that?
No, I think it was just stand-up.
No, he was a stand-up. But I mean, what made this interesting is he was doing like a full act out talking about like... How funny would it be if I died right now and then, like, faked having a stroke?
No. Well,
he was doing bits about having a heart attack and a stroke in the past, I believe. I don't know if he was saying, wouldn't it be funny if I died?
I mean, that is...
But he
is...
was doing a bit about how he's had heart attacks and strokes, I believe.
Wow.
This was a quote from from the booker. Imagine if I died in front of you lot here. And, like, that was, like, gotta laugh.
Wow. Do you have video of the actual?
That's
not,
the
not
dream,
the,
dude.
Not the death, but you have the video of him performing elsewhere. I'm sure there's something out there.
There has to be video of his death. Somebody has it, right?
Yeah, somebody died on stage, but people didn't know. They thought it was part of the act.
Oh, where the guy, do you remember that open micer, I think in Seattle or something like that, where he said he sang a song, Sorry About the Mess, and then he stabbed himself to death on stage?
No.
Yeah.
But that guy's pretty hardcore.
That's pretty badass.
The guy who stabs himself to death, you gotta give him a little bit of credit. He really wants to go.
No hesitation wounds. Yeah. None of that cuck shit.
Fuck that, baby boy. Yep. Just get in there. So, yeah, that's sad. I mean, look, you know, I do feel a certain kinship with, you know, any comedian who gets on stage and tries it. Am I crazy to say that if he wasn't that funny, I don't feel as bad?
I heard he was funny, though.
Was he?
Yeah, I heard so.
Yeah, maybe.
That guy, Matthew Kirshen, that comic that lives in L.A. now, he had something really nice to say about him, and I trust him. I think he's a
what
funny
was,
guy.
What did he say?
I don't know. It was a long post. I read half of it.
Yeah. I know Rogan posted something about it being like, you know, what a way to go. Which, yeah, I mean, look, dude, if you love stand-up, yeah, fuck it.
It is cool. It's like, you know, in theory, it's great to die on stage, but the idea of what you're seeing, like literally dying and collapsing and seeing a room full of people both confused and laughing is probably a very jarring experience.
Yeah.
How about for everyone that was there and then on Monday, like, at work, and they're like, what'd you do this weekend? I fucking watched a guy die on stage.
I mean, that is more interesting than any story they've ever had.
That's what
life.
A lot of people are going to say about this Friday night in Philly. Don't you worry. Yeah, so also you took a long time. You pooped, huh?
No, sorry, I was fixing my hair.
Likely story, she pooped. Smell her fingers.
I don't know.
Whatever. Would you want to die on stage? Would that be the way you'd want to go?
No, I'd like to die in my sleep, so it's an easy transition.
What about you, Chloe? How do you want to die?
I'll kill myself on stage, sure.
That's fun,
that's
right?
Way to go, yeah. Traumatize like 70 people.
I would want to traumatize as many people as possible with my death. Like I would, if I was going to jump off of
worst
something.
Worst Monday night ever.
If I was going to jump off of something, I would make sure I like went headfirst into like a crowd of people.
Yeah. But do you not think you would brace yourself? Like I'd be scared that I wouldn't fully die. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how well I could trust fall with my arms out.
You gotta go high enough. You gotta go high enough.
To where
it
doesn't matter.
You can't fucking go, like, four floors up, dude. You gotta go crazy high up.
Yeah.
And that's that. Don't you, like, pass out on the way down? Don't they say something like that?
From just fear of the pressure?
I don't even know.
I think a lot of people have, like, a heart attack on the way down because it's so, like, insane.
Really?
Yeah.
That might be something we also just read when we were kids.
Probably.
I bet you just see everything. It's just fucking horrifying right till the very end.
I could only die by a gunshot, I think. Like, commit suicide.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I couldn't willfully, like, drown. Maybe pills or, like,
I could drink some milk and eat some pills.
Yeah.
Why the milk?
Because it coats your stomach and stops you from throwing them back up.
Really? You thought about this one.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, but then the fear with the gunshot wound is that you're going to blow your face off and not actually die.
Right.
And you have to live your life as a
fucking sloppy gop face.
I'll just do it again.
Yeah, but then...
But then they're like, well, we're not going to let you have a gun.
I know, it's a whole to-do. Every time you walk back in to go buy a gun, they're like, wait a minute, hold on.
Try to hang yourself and the rope just slips off.
To be perfectly honest, though, I think you could still get a gun.
You could probably get one. I think it'd be hard to get a gun right now if I tried to get one. How would you get a gun?
You?
Go to Walmart.
It'd be easy
go
for
online.
Me.
Why? Because you have family members with guns.
No, because I'm white.
Okay. Yeah, these guys all shot their faces off. He's not that bad. Oh, that chick. See, Chloe, that could sucks. Be you. Ew, what is she? Look at that angle. I could have told her that wasn't going to work.
Yeah, where did
she fucking shot, like, at her forehead at an angle?
Did she put it in her eye?
You need to put it in your mouth, up through your brain.
Did she hold herself hostage?
What? Like, what did she do? I think she put it. Here's what she did. She's a chick and doesn't know how to hold a fucking gun. And she held it like this, dude.
And it definitely kicked out.
Yeah.
She held it like this. She's like, I'm going to do it. And she shot half of her fucking head off.
What a half-assed horseshit move that is.
Oh, God. How does it feel now?
He doesn't look that bad.
Okay. Oh, no.
Well, it looks like Shannon's tit. That's what Shannon's tits are starting to look like now. It's the chick's face. God damn.
Oh, God. Oh, that guy looks good.
That's also, if you ask me...
He looks like a Canadian from South Park.
Like,
if you asked me to draw somebody shot in the face, that's what I would draw. Just a fucking hole right in the center of his face.
Oof. That's awful.
Yeah. It does.
Oh, no.
That just looks like somebody punched him and then it came back out.
He looks like he had a skunked beer.
He looks like...
At that point, it's unethical to let the person
That's like
live.
A baby tasting lemon.
Oh, shit. This is fucking brutal. These are all afters, though, right?
Oh, God. What are these guys doing?
I hope they're afters, Lou.
Well, no, I'm saying they're showing. I think the ones before or the before and after.
No, I think it's after they get prosthetics.
Surgery, yeah.
That guy looks like a pale California raisin.
Yeah, he's not having a good life right now.
Oof.
Yeah. But then how do they live after that? They were so depressed before, and now they still have all of those issues, but now half their face is fucking
That honestly might douche their soul. Like, that might be the thing that is like, oh, my God, now I finally have an appreciation for life.
Or they probably believe in God or something. Yeah. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, some poor shit.
It was divine intervention. The bullet, it wasn't me not knowing how to shoot.
Yeah.
It was God.
It wasn't me with my weak wrist. It was Jesus that pulled my hand away at the last moment.
It's fucked up, man. So, yeah, I mean, look, the comic who died on stage, you know, God bless him. It's just I have a hard time, like, feeling bad just in general, just when people die. I can't, man. You know, they got to be somebody that I know specifically, and I got to know them pretty well, too, to even feel that bad.
Yeah.
People feel very...
There's this Chicago comic who... I didn't know him at all. I just knew people who knew him. He posted like a suicide video, but it was his suicide note was like layered in front of a bunch of crabs dancing on like a YouTube video.
Did he kill himself?
Like some insane. I forget. Honestly,
I just couldn't get past the video.
I was too busy laughing hysterically because it was like, this world has become too much for me. I've decided to end it all. I love you all so much, but it's like crabs.
Wow.
Doing.
I can no longer be a part of this earthly realm. But yeah.
Would you leave a note?
Okay. Yeah.
You have to blame everybody.
Oh, I would for sure just pin it right to my father.
Would you?
It'd be great. Yeah, just put it all on him, see where it goes.
Just make him feel so bad. That would kill me.
Just watch from the clouds to see how he reacts.
If my son killed himself and blamed it on me. Oh my God. That'd be the fucking worst. How bad was your dad to you? Jesus Christ.
It wasn't, I mean, you know, he's we have a tough relationship. It's on the up right now because I'm just choosing to ignore everything in the past. And now I'm just taking up our current relationship from where it is. It's just whatever. We'll be cordial.
Yeah.
I'm having a kid. You know?
Yeah, that's all that matters.
I don't want his fucking shark-eyed girlfriend to be the grandmother to my kid, though. She is not allowed in the room.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's like, she'll suck the soul out of its mouth. She is wild for the night, that woman.
Yeah, I'm in a weird way, I'm sort of happy that my mom's dead because she never, you know, not that I don't think she would have ever tried to abuse my child, but the way she was with me as a kid, it's like, I don't want to have to fucking tell my mom she can't be near my kid. What a weird, awkward thing. So her being dead is sort of a blessing in disguise.
It's gonna be an uncomfortable thing because I do, you know, I'd like my dad to be a part of my kid's life, of course, but I like, under no circumstances do I want this lady in the same room as my kid. Like, I just don't trust her. She's wildly bipolar. She's like, you know, she just she's a fucking kook. She got them kicked out of apartments by trashing it. Like, she
Your dad's getting some nice puss.
Of course he is. Yeah. His fucking, he's doing it while his ticker's still good. He's definitely
younger chick.
Yeah, for sure.
How old is she?
She's also a college professor and just like routinely says some wildly inappropriate racial shit about her students. It's crazy. Ooh.
Hell yeah, yeah, I like it. I'm way in.
I'm down.
Yeah. I'm on her side.
All right, you guys can run interference while my dad sees his grandkid.
Yeah. Yeah, it's also like just like our parents didn't fucking know. So you can't necessarily blame them completely. But, you know, it's like a, I don't know, that's like the one thing I'm sort of like thankful for is like my mom was so bad that I learned what not to do as a parent just based off of her.
You wouldn't have this podcast without that terrible parenting.
That's
so
true. Yeah. I really wouldn't. I wouldn't have anything. I say that a lot. If my mom wasn't so fucking psychotic and fucking crazy and my dad wasn't stabbed to death outside of a strip club, I wouldn't have any, and I'm very satisfied and happy with where my life is at. And who knows, maybe I'd be fucking happier, but, you gotta almost like look at things that way. Chloe, do you want to have kids one day?
At this point in time, no. I think I would have to, like, the condition, I would have to be very mentally stable and have, like, a decent income coming in. And, like, right now.
Not us, right?
Fuck yeah.
I think as, a, like, a lady, you probably think about that more.
Maybe.
But I also
think everyone thinks about it, but no, I think I you're too. Never going to be truly ready. Like, that's the thing. True. Like, you're never going to feel as if you're mentally stable and you have a decent income coming in because people are, you know, you're going to, even when you have a decent income coming in or whatever it is, you're going to get a nicer apartment, more things. You're going to have more things to pay for, more things to worry about. So I think, you know, the kid, in a lot of cases, puts you into a state where you go, I have to be not crazy and I have to have a good income. So it's almost like,
yeah,
you know. So I'm saying you should have a kid.
Okay.
You should have a kid, Chloe.
Let's this do it, Lewis. It. Right now, let's
What's
go.
What's going on? Let's rock and roll.
Let's go make one.
Cream pie. Fuck yeah, doggy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's weird, though. You don't want to have, do you want to have kids, Zach?
Yeah.
Are you guys working on it now?
We're going to plan it out right around the wedding.
Is she coming into your forehead finally?
Yeah, we're going to start trying right around the wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking, yeah, it's pretty incredible. That's the one thing, you know, it's the one thing that I try to actually be fucking good at.
We know.
Yeah, the other stuff all just comes very naturally. Thanks, Zach, you fucking piece of shit.
What is Oscar from The Office doing here? I can't wait for you guys to see this.
Is it a solid reference? Insane.
It kind of looks like it. Not even really.
So what happened with the fentanyl laced weed?
According to the High Times, police in upstate New York have
found... Don't say the High Times like it's the New York Times. You just fucking...
According to High Times.
According to the High Times.
Harrington it is.
God, I hate Harrington.
I'm literally giving you the source.
According to the High Times, it's fucking High Times and it's a shit magazine.
Yeah, that's the point.
Go ahead.
All right, whatever. It's the first documented case of fentanyl-laced weed in upstate New York.
Where in upstate?
Does not say.
Oh, good. See, that's why it's such a vague horseshit story where this might be just a fear tactic. I mean, it sounds crazy to me for somebody to sprinkle a much more valuable drug into weed.
I know.
Like, that just seems like a complete waste
of
money.
It doesn't make any sense. It's like when they used to talk about...
It's like somebody put truffles in my Captain Crunch.
But it's like they used to talk about, like, after school, the drug dealer would come up to you and give you your first sample for free.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That never happened once ever. There's never free drugs given ever in my entire life.
Oh, I have. Mm-hmm.
You've gotten free from a drug dealer?
I've gotten free coke, yeah.
I mean,
used to do coke a lot. Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Can you imagine?
Different story.
It's a different, totally Chloe. Different thing.
Imagine being a chick, never paying for cocaine or drugs. Oh, my God.
The only coke surface life. I would know is a penis.
Yeah.
Yeah, coke dick really sucks. It's
fentanyl.
The
yeah, I've never done it, but it's
great.
It's not even that bad.
Have you done it?
Yeah.
Can you
no
get
shit.
It?
Diluted? Like, obviously diluted, but
I think I've told the story before. Remember the black chick used to have the fentanyl lollipops in the fanny pack. She had a fanny pack with a lock on it that she got from some fucking drug dealer.
Break in case of emotion.
Fentanyl lollipops. And literally, if you put it in your mouth for like 5 minutes, literally you'd be like,
holy shit.
Man, like imagine that. Imagine that. So this is what I'm saying. Can we find this fentanyl weed? It's not a bad thing. This is fucking dope. This is like, you know, it's like finding the golden ticket in a candy bar. I got the fucking best weed ever, son.
You get temporary Down syndrome.
I'm not trying to write when I fucking smoke weed. I want to get
every
fucking
day.
Philly Comedy Club. Come on out.
Go ahead, Arrington. What were you going to say?
Sullivan County, New York.
Oh, yeah. That place sucks. I played against Sullivan Community College in basketball. It's pretty sweet.
They have a... Thompson.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't really see an issue with it. You know, I mean, I guess you don't want to take fentanyl if you know it's there, but what, is it like a prank?
Well, isn't fentanyl the shit that's
to kill people?
Killing people?
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's like, you know, a cop like brushed it off of his uniform and got into the ICU. He nearly died. Like, it depends if it's diluted and actually, like, then it would be fun to add on. But if it's just straight fentanyl where people are dying.
Also, can you just light fentanyl on fire and smoke it?
I don't know, but even if you ingest it in any way, I guess it's dangerous.
Yeah.
I honestly, before this conversation, I did not know fentanyl was a drug. I just thought it was the thing that killed you. When you
It's like 10,000 more potent than OxyContin or something like that.
It's 50 to 100 times more powerful than morphine.
Jesus.
Hell yeah.
I mean, that does sound sweet.
I know a chick that has patches, fentanyl patches, and you can chew on them. You just cut them off and just put it under your gums and fucking... So I'm saying, the next Real Ass Podcast, let's get crazy.
By the way, what this says is that me and you know some down-ass bitches. Yeah.
That cartoon of Shannon with you guys as babies should just be sold as fentanyl patches at Skankfest.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, guys, don't go do fentanyl, but if you got some, share it. What does it feel like?
Like hard painkillers.
Do you get nauseous, though? When I took hard painkillers, I get nauseous every time.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, look, guys, be careful with your drugs. But, you know, like I said, I'd be a hypocrite if I was telling people not to take fentanyl. More power to you. Do what you got to do, baby boy. You know, just do it responsibly.
See, I think that would be the way I would want to go out, though, is like fentanyl overdose. Because then it's like you're feeling like, I mean, you feel euphoric for a second. Darkness, and then it's like,
But that, they say that with heroin, right? Like, you're feel great.
Puking.
But you're
foaming at the mouth.
Oof. For sure. But any death is going to be like, so you might as well feel like incredible and then terrible.
Yeah, Lamar Odom almost went out in the best way possible, and then his stupid soul got yanked back into existence.
What, at a whorehouse?
A whorehouse on coke, on organic cock pills.
Hell yeah.
He almost went out like a true G.
Now that's it. Just fucking a whore. I went to that whorehouse. That was a cool place.
Did you?
Yeah. We did interviews with all the whores.
Did you fuck one?
No. Fuck a whore.
That's cool.
Who would fuck two whores at a whorehouse? Who would do that?
Lewis just wants to know their minds, their thoughts and opinions.
We did. I was very impressed with the whore mind.
Yeah.
They were salespeople.
I bet they could also
they're the most
create
interesting
guest
people
digital.
To talk to.
They took us on tours of the whorehouse and
whore tours.
Yeah, they were actually called whore tours. They legitimately were called whore tours. Sweet. You know what I mean? That you think the same exact way a whore thinks.
Yes, Dennis.
A dumb whore.
No, one of my good friends in LA was a stripper, and they just honestly have the best attitude with other women because, like, they just don't give a shit about male attention anymore.
Yeah.
You know, so they're never, like, weird about, like, oh, you followed the guy that I, like on Instagram. Are you trying to fuck him? Like, right. They don't care. Me and her would, like, we, like, hooked up. We didn't double deep, but we both, like, dated some of the same dudes. And it was never this thing of, like, well, I dated him, so you can't. It's like, well, he doesn't like me, so go ahead.
I think once you're an adult, that doesn't matter as much anymore.
Really?
I mean, I guess.
Surprised.
I wouldn't want. No. If one of my friends were dating my ex, I'd be annoyed. That would annoy the fuck out of me.
I think ex is different, but it was literally like.
Just a person you fucked around with.
Yeah. And then it's just like you liked him, but it just never, nothing ever happened.
Yeah, that wouldn't bother me as much. That happens all the time, you know? But yeah, I guess my ex-girlfriend, if she was dating another comic, it would.
It's rough.
It would. I mean, look, I have an ex, you know, Karen Fian. I'm sure she dates other comics. That doesn't bother me. It's a little different because she's in comedy, but like my son's mother.
And vice versa.
Yeah, comedy's in her. But I guess, you know, I guess my son's mother would. Yeah, that would fucking bug the shit out of me. Some comics just deep dicking her. My son's got to call him dad. Just fucking Artie Fuqua walking around my son's fucking mom's house.
Let's just do a crowd work. Man, what's in this purse?
Yeah. So I think that, I don't know. I think that it's maybe a fake thing. What this is although claims of pot laced with fentanyl have been made in the past. Many maintain the reports are fake news. What is that link, Harrington?
I will check on that right now.
Yeah.
I think it's like one of those things where you see the news story that's like, this Halloween, be careful. People are giving out marijuana candy.
Right.
It's like, nobody would waste edibles on your stupid fucking kid.
But sort of. I thought about giving out blue chews to the children in my neighborhood.
Well, that's
Halloween.
Just hilarious.
It's the funniest thing you could do. I mean, come on.
Did anyone see the movie Climax?
No.
That's a movie. She like laces the punch with acid. Like if you're a real druggie, you like want to see that happen. Like I know you don't want to give away the money, but like you do want to see like people flip the fuck out.
I mean, if I had enough acid, I would understand why that would be funny.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't do it because having a bad trip is fucking crazy.
Well, that's the premise of the movie is it's like a horror movie.
Oh, really?
They're trapped in this. It's like these dancers trapped in this warehouse. They're staying there overnight after like a rehearsal. And then they're all like three of them die because it's like a bad trip.
Well, you see like kids finding like acid. Like I read a story about a 2-year-old girl taking her mom's acid. And it's like, I mean, they wouldn't know what's going on. It would be such a it would be so horrifying for a little kid.
Yeah.
Maybe at two. I don't even know the way that their mind works, like a baby baby. Like, I don't know exactly how scary it would be for them because they perceive the world differently. But, like, if my son now at six accidentally took acid,
that would fuck him up.
I mean, it would fucking, the world would be, it would
and
be.
You'd have some splaining to do.
Yes.
Yeah. That happens in the movie. There's a little kid that accidentally takes
no.
acid. No. Yeah.
That breaks my heart.
Yeah, he dies.
No.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, you bitch. Watch that movie. How does a kid die?
The mom locks him in the electrical room, which is already just like just a dumb bitch move. And
instead
it's like,
the pillow room?
Don't touch the control room. You'll get shocked. And then they don't show him, but the lights like flicker and then the power goes out. And you're like, oh, the kid just fucking touched the because he's like hallucinating that there's like roaches and stuff in the room.
Oh, that's fucking me up. This whole movie, the whole premise of this movie is fucking me up. Can we see a trailer for it?
It was really good. Gaspar Noé.
I don't even know what this is. This sounds fucking crazy. Yeah.
It's French. His whole thing is like at Cannes, one of his other movies, walked 200 people from the audience. I also probably said that wrong, Cannes, but the one movie that he has called Love, there's like it's a 3D movie. You put on glasses and then there's a scene from the perspective inside the vagina and you're watching a dick come in and out of it.
Whoa. Yeah. I like this guy.
It's the
right
prequel to Look Who's Talking.
Oh, but it's subtitled?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if I could do that. Un sangrier. Black people. A baby.
Oh.
More black people. All right, the trailer sucks dick.
Yeah, it does.
It's not good.
I feel like I watched a different trailer for it.
Yeah, I can't watch subtitle movies a lot.
Some of the scenes are a lot. He does like a 25-minute overhead aerial shot of a dance scene.
Okay, see, this is some artsy shit. Chloe, come on.
It's fine.
What's going on? You're fucking...
Sorry, I'm trying to expand your guys' mind.
I thought it was going to be a fucking like a low-budget horror movie, and now I can't ever watch that movie. They need to rewrite that movie, recreate it with Americans.
You should do the first guest digital movie.
Doggy, let's do it. We actually got a couple. What do we get?
Why don't you just do it for real? Why don't you just dose all your workers
with
acid?
Lock the doors and see what happens.
Although they'd probably just be productive.
Yeah. You don't have to dose them. They already are dosed. Shannon,
yes.
What was the other contest? I make up contests all the time, and I don't remember what they are anymore.
Erotic fan fiction.
Erotic fan fiction. I told people to write scripts.
Hell yes. Yeah.
We have two submissions, but one includes Shane, and the other includes Nick Mullen and Ari Shaffir.
So we got to get Nick Mullen and Ari Shaffir on an episode, and we got to get Shane on another episode. Yep. And if you guys want to write us your, what is it, 3 to 4 pages?
Yeah, the other about that.
3 to 4 pages of erotic fan fiction. We will act them out on the Real Ass Podcast. And the winning script is going to get what?
That I don't remember.
Animated and shown at Skankfest.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
What? What the fuck did I say? I'm going to get it animated and shown at Skankfest?
It's 3 to 5 minutes, like 3 to 5 minutes.
That's
long.
Like $5,000.
That's so much money. No, we're going to get it really low budget. Some other nigga's going
to
do this shit for free.
You're
going
to give it
mention.
To your son.
James, make a flip book.
Yeah, some guy's going to do it for their fucking handle on the corner of the screen. That's what's going to happen. All right, I like it. Can we get a sample, Shannon?
Yeah, give me one.
Let me hear a little bit of it.
Like 2 minutes.
All right, well. In the meantime, I'll tell you, go follow everyone on social media. What is it? At Chloe McGovern, McGovern. At I am Mike Cannon, at Zach, is that funny? At the chin. What is your new Twitter handle?
The M Harrington.
The M Harrington, as in the.
Them Harrington.
Them Harrington.
Sure. Yeah, I'm non-binary now. I mean, that's way funnier.
I am Shannon Lee. I can't. So yeah, this is a way you guys can win a free animation and a ticket. This guy, are they getting a ticket too?
No, that wasn't part of it.
No way. You're not even going to be able to watch your own fucking fan fiction.
Just know it was shown, probably.
Skankfest basically sold out. I think there's like a dozen tickets left total. Damn. This is it, guys.
Same venue?
Yeah. How much fun was it last year, Chloe?
It was a lot of fun.
It's not the best
Very
time
chill.
Ever.
Yeah. Cool venue. Everyone there was like super sweet. I kind of walked in and was like, well, I'm going to get raped this weekend.
Of course.
Then,
that's why you came.
Yeah. I know. It had been a while. You
vastly
know?
Disappointed. I get you left on.
I was hanging out in the men's bathroom. Just
they also filed to have the Brooklyn
Very
Bazaar
respectful.
Be in international waters.
Well, that's the thing. When we try to do this podcast away, which is my idea for doing a podcasting comedy cruise, that's sort of the big selling point now is that we can actually sexually assault women on the high seas.
That's cool.
Dude, what was the jam band at the end?
Jam band. Fuck yeah, I get it.
You know what I'm talking about, though? How you ended the fest with Tony
Goddamn
and all
Comedy
of them?
Jam. Goddamn Comedy
they
Jam.
They were so much fun. I haven't seen that live before, and it was like
we're
really,
doing it
really
again
great.
This year. I'm playing drums on it this year.
Yes.
Nice.
I'm not just singing. I'm not even singing at all. I'm just playing drums this year. That's I can't great. Sing. I'll play a couple songs on the drums. Love it. It's going to be crazy this year. SkankFestNYC.com is the website. The amount of shit that we have planned is fucking through the roof right now. 3 full days, all day Friday, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. So make sure you guys come out. And also follow Infinite CBD because you can't buy all access passes anymore, guys. And if you want to get them, Infinite CBD is going to have a bunch that they're giving away over the next few weeks. So, Shannon, give us a little sample of the first script that came in. I want to hear it.
Okay. Well, I found another one that's actually just us. It's me, you, Zach, and Harrington.
Let's do it.
Print it out. Let's do it, baby.
Okay. Let's do it right now. Print us out 3 copies, and then we'll end today's show at this. And more people can send in the fan fiction. I like it. Also, you can see my acting skills.
It's very good.
I'm a good actor, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah. Is it still raining outside right now?
It doesn't look like it.
Dog, it was crazy.
That was
I was stuck on the train for 20 minutes today, and it was beautiful when I left my apartment. Then I got out of the train, it was pouring rain.
Mm-hmm.
Then I just screamed curse words into the air like a Tourette's patient.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. If you guys, you have no idea how nuts I am. I get really crazy.
No, I get
I've started not screaming in the street, but doing like, in the middle of the street.
Yeah, like, but those things, you know what they say? There's like scream therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's like a real thing. So people will actually fucking just go to a therapist and scream into the air and fucking.
Oh, dude. When I was super depressed at Geneseo, I would walk into the, like out at the softball field and literally throw punches at God. Like I would just fist fight the wind for a while and then come in and feel much better about myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would go on jogs and cry sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, that too.
Just brutal.
Sweating out of my eyes.
Did you cry a lot before your kid was born? Because I'm having a lot of moments by myself and just crying.
That would have, dude, listen to me. Anytime, if you show any touching moment between a boy, a man and his son.
Oh, yeah. Tiger Woods hugged his dad or hugged his kid yesterday. I like shit blood. I couldn't stop crying. It was unreal.
I thought I was the only one.
All right. So we're going to do this. Let's see. This is
Little Ray.
Little Ray, Rashad Williams. Little Ray Rashad. That's Rashad Williams. That's the gay black fan.
Yes.
That calls on all the time. Oh. All right.
Oh, yeah. He said I was attractive, that guy.
Hell yeah.
Shout out.
I'll be playing the part of Lewis. Zach is Zach. Harrington is Harrington. Shannon. Okay, ready? Wait, Rashad's here too.
I'll print one more for Cannon.
Yeah.
Print one for Cannon. And then Chloe.
What's the name?
I'll do the sound effects.
You can read the action.
Chloe, yeah, please. No, there is no action. So, but Chloe,
there are a few action thingies in there.
A few action. So give Chloe a script to do the actions and all the sound effects, which is great. Now we're going to show one of your other talents.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Just that, like that.
Yeah,
just like
great.
That. That was perfect. So this is Rashad Williams. He's the first person to enter this contest. I like this.
All right. I'm playing him.
You're playing Rashad, yeah.
So I'm a gay black man?
You are a gay black man, yes.
Fantastic.
That's what, honestly,
there.
Yeah.
If you had your way, that's what you would be, right?
100%.
Like, wouldn't you trade in your life to just be a gay black man?
1,000,000%.
You fucking, you're a race trader.
I would. I'm a race trader.
All right, ready? 573 Gasline, if you have the problem with the way I assert my alpha male status by starting late and showing everyone how a real ass dude arrives.
So you're saying that if you and Kim were getting married, you'd be late just to alpha your groomsmen?
Of course I'd be late. I'd be drunk and late. There's no reason to explain why you're late if you're drunk.
There's also...
Hold on. I said there's no reason to explain why you're late if you're drunk.
There's also not a reason...
Wait, hold on. The Lewis Attack theme, please.
Y'all ready for this?
Is that the Lewis Attack thing?
That's, yeah.
Y'all ready for this?
You're poor.
I like it.
There's also not a reason to explain because you're part Puerto Rican and black.
We have a caller, Harrington.
Bring, bring.
We have Lil Ray on the line.
Oh, shit.
Wait, that's me.
Sorry.
Oh, shit, Rashad, our gay unicorn.
Calling him a unicorn's gay enough.
Sup, guys. I love the unpredictableness of not always starting on time, but I do think that it would be unexpected if you started on time every couple of months.
Hang up, Harrington. Harrington disconnects the call, Chloe. Thanks. I can't believe a gay black guy is going to try to talk to me about being on time. Gays and blacks are never on time.
I've only seen gay blacks be on time when they're giving half-price watermelon margaritas at the gay bar.
Zach Attack music, please.
Mmm.
Wait, the Zach Attack. She's got to do another song for the Zach Attack music. Do another song.
Ben.
Y'all ready for this? All right.
Mm.
Harrington, I thought I told you to hang up, you fucking ape. I thought he wrote on this fucking ape, and I was like, Jesus, Rashad. That's the way you see me?
That's my line. No one would have bet you'd be saying that to the white guy, not the gay black guy.
Oh, hell yeah. Rashad, go suck a dick. Wait a minute. What am I saying? Go lick a pussy.
I lick a pussy when you can start a podcast on time.
Doggy, bet. When I start this podcast on time, I want to see proof of you licking a pussy.
I'm sure he's licked a pussy before.
Never touched one. Licked one, went into, or came out of one.
Oh, shit. Live at Skankfest, we will have you eat your words and some girl's pussy.
Bet.
What do you mean the stream stopped 5 seconds ago? That's it, Harrington. Get in here.
Harrington slowly slumps his way into the room.
That's a great way of explaining how Harrington
His face is that classic, what did I do, expression. Lewis points to a chair directly next to Zach.
Don't sit down. Pull the chair away and get on your knees. Zach's dick is going to wrestle your face.
Hell yeah.
The piercing can be used as a weapon, and teeth and eyes are not off limits.
It's not my fault the stream went down.
Plus, my girl made me take the piercing out this morning.
Fine. Then me and Zach are going to make love to your mouth instead. Open your mouth and stop talking if you want to keep working here.
Harrington kneels before Lewis like a seasoned whore. Careful not to damage her knees and clearing out her throat. Great job, Harrington. Lewis unzips his
pants. I would have
said
something about clearing out his throat there if it was really me, but go ahead.
Lewis unzips his pants and shoves his penis into Harrington's mouth.
We need some sound effects.
Harrington starts to suck, and Lewis hurriedly pulls his dick out.
What the fuck, Harrington? You faggot! Just because I'm fucking your mouth doesn't mean you should enjoy it, you homo. Jesus, Harrington, can you do anything right? Just sit there and warm my dick.
Harrington makes mumbling sounds as Lewis as Lewis's penis becomes engorged in his mouth.
Now we're going to play a new segment on the show. It's time for Guess the Booze. How this works is me and Zach spent last night drinking. One of us drunk whiskey and the other one drunk vodka. If Harrington can guess who drank which, he gets to keep his job and put his dick inside of one of us.
Oh, no. So he just has to guess. It's a 50-50 chance.
I know how easy is that. And I'm going to make it even easier by giving him two clues. Since Harrington doesn't drink, each of us is going to piss in Harrington's mouth. That way he can taste test who drunk what.
Lewis starts to pee inside of Harrington's mouth. Harrington's eyes get wide and bulge out of his head. A single tear streams down his face as he involuntarily swallows. He contemplates his life and the decisions that have led him to where he is now.
You also might taste a little bit of asparagus in there. Your turn, Zach.
Can I get at least a palate cleanser or some water?
Palate cleanser, you fag. Okay, we'll give you the fag's palate cleanser. We'll give you the fag's palate cleanser. Zach, put your dick in his mouth. That should cleanse it for you.
Zach undoes his pants and pulls then down to his ankles. He bends over onto the table and smacks his ass.
You want a palate cleanser? You can lick my ass.
Lewis grabs Harrington's head from behind and just shoves it into Zach's ass. You can hear Harrington's muffled screams from inside of Zach's ass.
Oh, the screams tickled my asshole.
Zach lets out a huge fart into Harrington's mouth.
Cleansed enough?
Harrington nods his head, finally free of the Puerto Rican rattlesnake's mighty grip. He closes his eyes and opens his mouth. Zach flips around and starts pissing on Harrington. A small amount lands in his mouth, but the rest completely coats his clothes.
Okay, Harrington, time to guess the booze. Who had the whiskey and who had the vodka?
The asparagus threw me off, but I'm going to go with you had the whiskey and Zach had the vodka.
Harrington, congratulations. You were completely wrong. Shannon, are we back up yet?
Not yet. It'll be a few more minutes.
Perfect. Just enough. This isn't even for the show. This is just doing to kill time as the stream's down.
This is what we're doing instead of looking at our phones. Pissing in Harrington's mouth.
Just enough time to get for Harrington to get fucked. So consolation prize is that one of us gets to fuck you in the ass.
Condom?
Of course. Like, I trust any part of your body without some sort of protection or a strong dose of antibiotics.
They should have called you Dick Holster instead of Dildo Head on SDR.
They bend Harrington over the table, yank his pants and underwear down to his ankles, and smack him on the ass a couple of times.
Hell yeah.
Little piggy.
Lewis pulls out a condom from his pocket.
This is unrealistic.
He opens the package and takes the condom out. He smells it like a rapist practicing for his next frame.
Like.
You know how they do that. He takes the condom and throws it behind him and starts to pound Harrington's ass. 2 minutes later.
Okay, we're almost back on the live stream.
Take that venom, bitch!
As he fills Harrington with jizz.
Oh, yeah. Lou screams. Yeah. All right, I'm done with you. Give me some wet wipes to wipe my dick off, you fucking cuck.
Harrington skulks off with his pants around his ankles, holding back the tears in his eyes.
I gotta clean up now, too. That sounds amazing. I get Harrington next.
And we're back on the live stream.
And still don't have the common sense to hang up, Harrington. You're definitely getting a second dose when we finish the show. Actually, you know what? Skankfest this year. Watch our unicorn put his horn inside of Harrington.
Harrington will finally know what it's like to have a big black dick.
Skankfest this year. Gay dudes looking puss, Harrington sucking dick, and so much more. Go see Louis J. Gomez presents Louis J. Gomez at I Am Shannon Lee. Harrington at the chin underscore. Our unicorn is at Shad the God, S-H-A-H-D-T-H-E-G-O-D. Harrington, did you just correct me and plug someone else? Oh, wait, I'm sorry. You were correcting me. I fucked up. Okay, Harrington, you're supposed to correct me.
It's actually at the M Harrington, and our unicorn is at Shad the God.
Okay, well, Harrington, did you just correct me and plug someone else? You know what? No more plugs for you. You have to earn your plugs back, you bitch. We'll catch you next time on the Real Ass Podcast. Peace. Great job, Rashad. Wow. Great job. Great. Oh, that was good writing, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
really,
solid.
Really good writing. Very
story
realistic.
Arc. It's good.
All right. Well, look, guys, thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Real Ass Podcast. It's been real. We'll be back on Wednesday with another show.
Harrington, get in here.
Do we have any guests on Wednesday?
So far, we have Chris Tinkle returning.
Oh, the Tinks. The Tinks is back. I love it. I'm excited to have Chris Tinkle back on the show. That's it, man. Real Ass Podcast. We love you guys. Go follow us on every social media platform and all that other shit. And yeah, my voice will be back on Wednesday. I apologize for it. Good night.
That's all, folks.